Thanksgiving in perspective. Many of us were raised with a romanticized rendition of the story of the pilgrims, a story that still brings back my childhood memories of Indians and pilgrims placing fish in the ground with corn seeds, smiling and gathering around a large table with the cornucopia and all the trimmings that adorn Thanksgiving tables today. And while it wasn't the first Thanksgiving celebration ever to be celebrated, and romanticized exaggerations aside, most of us haven't the faintest idea what it would have been like. Finding themselves increasingly at odds with the Anglican clergy and a legal system in England, the small group of separatists had moved from Scrooby, England, to Holland, where they found themselves remarkably accepted. Nevertheless, opportunities for making a living were somewhat limited. The lure of Dutch culture for very conservative English was a presumed threat from parents, and the outbreak of the Thirty Years' War threatened Holland with another invasion from Catholic Spain. So they left again, this time to settle just south of the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam at the mouth of the Hudson River, modern-day New York. Still, the land they hoped to settle on was within what was then claimed as British Virginia. When a plane takes us across the Atlantic in 4 to 5 hours, we can't fathom weeks of sea travel amidst the tempestuous whims of the weather. When our legal systems protect our expressions of faith, by and large, we can't imagine what it was like to have to meet in secret for not sharing the common denominational association as the church prescribed by King and Parliament. When we drive 5 minutes to pick up as much food as we can eat, and then some, for any meal, let alone Thanksgiving, we have no hope of empathy with those who only ate what they themselves planted, nurtured, and harvested. When we can bump up the heat because we're uncomfortably cold at 70 degrees Fahrenheit, there is not a chance that we can put ourselves in the shoes of those who lived exposed to the cold and knew that it may well take their lives. When we can run to the clinic for a quick diagnosis and cure, lost to our memory is a time when a simple flu could just as likely kill as not. In 1620, 102 pilgrims landed in what was later Massachusetts, 500 miles off course, in land not particularly claimed by anyone. Given poor conditions, they couldn't sail right up the coast a little ways to New Amsterdam for supplies. That first winter, 45 people died. At your family gathering this Thanksgiving, imagine half dead in 6 months. I apologize for the morbidity, but I am guessing you can't. I can't, or at least I won't. So maybe, instead of that disheartening image, understand that we are far more blessed than we can ever imagine. We have a standard of living that far exceeds any other known to any other group, poor, middle class, or rich, in the history of the world. The pilgrims understood thankfulness. Do we? A series of studies published in what has been known as the happiness literature, conducted in recent years, shows something that might otherwise be considered common sense. That people become accustomed to their standard of living, and that becomes a baseline for expectation. In essence, we become accustomed to what we have, and take it profoundly for granted. So how can we be thankful? It has to do with expectations. Thankfulness can only be derived from accurate expectations and accurate perspective. If I expect to be fed well on Thanksgiving Day, my thankfulness for that meal will be nominal. All the more if I expect it will be provided to me because I deserve it. True thankfulness understands our blessings in perspective, much needed perspective. In December 1621, Edward Winslow was able to write, "By the goodness of God, we are so far from want." 90 natives joined the pilgrims for 3 days of feasting. Almost every single person there had lost someone, or probably several they logged in the previous year. And yet, they were thankful. Let me rephrase that. Therefore, they were thankful. They understood the true blessing of what they had. Do we? Addendum. Let me make one more observation, if I may. Thankfulness reveals more about a person's character than many other expressions or attitudes. Gratefulness is an attitude of maturity. May you and yours have a blessed and thoughtful Thanksgiving.